in studio, I'm very pleased to tell you that we have with us Bruce Daniel, artist, songwriter, etc., etc. It's quite amazing. Number one, let me start off like a person. Welcome. Thank you for coming.
So good to be back. Thank you so much for having me.
I was going
to
say, you're not a stranger to Chai FM. We've had you here a couple of times.
Big fan. It's good to be. It's always good to be in the studio. I've been on the other end of the phone a few times, but it's much
way
more fun
better.
Being here. Yeah.
Way better. Good answer as well, by the way.
Thank you.
We
sir.
Like that.
Yes.
We like that. Bruce, it's just kind of weird because, like, okay, I'm not very good on the music scene, full stop, and I kind of know you way more involved in the arts and critiquing arts and just, like, who is Bruce Daniel and why have you got a guitar?
Well, because Kathy told me to bring one. You don't say no to Kathy. You know this. So here it is, yeah. But
sorry, that's like really funny.
Okay. It's all good. It's all good. But I suppose the short answer there is I'm somebody that's really super passionate about arts, and there's some I can do myself, like music, some I can't, theater. I'm a writer first and foremost, so work-wise, you know, salary-wise, I make my living out of writing and editing, that kind of thing. Love music. Songwriting is obviously part of writing. It's something that I have done for a long time, and you know, the Malcolm Gladwell thing, you know, you're just racking up experience, you are getting better at something, and I'm hitting a lovely patch at the moment. It feels easier. That doesn't necessarily mean, you know, anything terribly insightful in terms of quality or whatever, but it feels good. There's a lot of support coming in. Hello Passage One Music, if you're listening, Neil, hello. You know, that's my label for publishing. Here we go, done. Just music, hello. I'll stop now.
When Kathy comes back, she'll whack you.
Hey, there so we go, but I can see it. You know, there's a glass window. But so that's the music side, and that's just a ongoing passion. It keeps me going. It's a lot of fun.
Interesting to have those two streams so strong in a single person. You know, the need to write words, the need to write songs and sing them and perform them.
It's interesting that what you said, though, because a lot of people don't pick up that it is a need, and B, that the music is also about the writing first and foremost. So I do perform, I do sing, I do play live gigs and that kind of thing. But if you ask me for a one word summation of me, it's writer. And so that kicks into the, what else you mentioned there, the arts critiquing, writing the songs. All of that is under that
huge
kind of banner.
Difference though, Bruce. Huge difference. Yep. Writing a bit of prose, writing a review of something, writing a story as opposed to crafting, I suppose is the right word, crafting a song.
I think so, yeah. And, but again, the experience really, really helps because, you get to chuck out what's not needed a lot earlier in the process, which is wonderful because, you know, when you're starting out, when you're trying to figure the things out, you kind of, well, maybe that'll work and maybe that'll work and maybe that'll work. And you're throwing a lot of things at the wall and seeing what'll stick. And later on, you're going, this works and it's wonderful. And being a critic is also fantastic because, again, while I know my particular music might not be everybody's cup of tea and it won't be, that's okay. But I can tell if it's good. I can tell if it's well structured. I can tell if there's a strong melody, a strong hook, that kind of thing as a critic. So I can put something out there and go, this is a good song. Whether you like it or not is up to you, but it is good.
That's interesting. We're going to pick up on that in a little while. The moment, because I can get to use and abuse you.
Oh boy.
We are going to get you to perform some more. Let's just tell you what is coming your way in the next couple of minutes. Bruce has released a new song. It's a song called Non-Linear Love. We'll delve into that a little later. But before we get there, because that's on the system, and I really would prefer to hear something live.
Fantastic.
What are you going to do for us?
I'm going to do a song with a lovely, short, snappy title. It's called Don't Let Me Be the Reason That You Leave. Because again, writer, you know, I get paid by the word. So, but no, I wish I did. But you know, it's just one of those ideas. A lot of songs come out of ideas and phrases. You know, just kind of pop into your head. You might be driving. You might be chatting to somebody. You might be, you know, whatever you're doing, something social. And you know, don't let me be the reason that you leave. It speaks to that. Whatever kind of setting it is. So it might be something here, you know, you guys work here at Chai FM and something gets a bit unhappy or there's tough economic conditions or something, da da da, and there needs to be a tough decision. And you don't want to be the one making that decision. You don't want to be the reason that somebody leaves. In a relationship, you might have a fight, a misunderstanding, something like that. Somebody might walk away through no harm or harmful intent through mission.
Sounds like something that James Blunt would do.
Oh, there we go.
You can go like that.
Please don't start crying.
Look, again, I might not cry, but to be fair, I can't do as many push-ups as he can either. Cool. So you're waving at me to start. Can you hear that one?
Go for
it. Oh, there we go. That song.
Do it.
Okay, here we go. This is called Don't Let Me Be the Reason That You Leave.
Given over to distraction, I can't see what isn't here. Am I the mind canary? So naive, but I tell you, don't let me be the reason that you leave. Institutions offer little, good intentions offer less. Gone. I know if love is focused on, we'll rest in what we believe. And I beg you, don't let me be the reason that you leave. Once we gone, I could do better. I suppose there's room for that. Give me this room to grow, and I'll respond. Yes, this I know. These moments to retrieve. And I ask you, don't let me be the reason that you leave.
Wow, Bruce, man. Awesome. And you know what's so, like, doubly awesome is to actually be sitting all of a meter and a half away from you, watching you perform it. There is so much that's happening in your face when you perform. Wow, I kind of feel, and I understand that radio is a wonderful, wonderful medium and all those wonderful things, but there's nothing like this intimacy of seeing it.
And again, that's wonderful news, because as a, you know, as an artist, as a musician, you want people to feel some kind of emotion, and if you feel it more when you see what's happening as well as hear what's happening, that's fantastic. That's why you should go to gigs, people.
So that was the next kind of question. If people do want to watch you, if they where do you play? How do we follow
So it kind of varies. I've got a couple of people that are the band that I play with as well now, and our next gig is on the 18th of April at Pirates Club.
Okay.
So just in Parkhurst, Parkview. I don't know a time yet, but I presume it'll be sort of 7-8ish and on the 18th of April. And I am waiting for more details, unfortunately. That's the only one we've got at the moment.
Put it on your Facebook
play
page.
Around, yeah. And I've got a Bruce Dennell Music. So it's just on Facebook, one word, Bruce Dennell Music. You can watch there for gig details.
Okay, I'm just kind of conscious that the time is running away with us. Let's talk about non-linear love. That, as Zinati said a while ago, there's a woke title, if ever there was. Talk to us quickly about the song.
It's just speaking to the complexity, I suppose, of relationships, and just that it's very difficult to have a simple relationship, which isn't a bad thing. I'm a big fan of complexity. I'm a big fan of complicated. As a writer, this is fantastic. Where you're not going to be able to write about people being boring and agreeing all the time. But so it's just that nonlinear is how it is. Relationships are not normal. The planning for shows is not normal. Mom went to walk about.
There is nothing normal about anything, that is for sure. All right, so let's listen to Non-Linear Love, Bruce Daniel.
There's a full string that is bending, and a message that it's sending to your heart. And it's all because of Cupid, and his stupid broken arrows play the part. I don't wanna wait too long. When I look up, you'll be gone, and I die.
Asked Bruce Daniel to stay in studio to talk to us. We just heard two of your songs, and you mentioned something really interesting in the middle, in the discussion we were having. You said you know what makes a good song, and I've got absolutely no clue. I know it when I hear it, but I don't know what makes it a good song. So how? What's the trick?
Again, I suppose it's still subjective, but it's just from sort of 25 years of reviewing stuff, just seeing how stuff performs, you know, so again, there's that audience side of things. But I think knowing a great many musicians who are better than I am technically, and being able to understand from them what goes into the arrangements, the production, all of that kind of stuff, the crafting, as you've mentioned, of a song, I like it when you can hear that. So there's the technical side, I suppose, of a good song. And there's a lot of those around because, there's a lot of money in it. So a lot of people put a lot of money into it. And they really do spend a lot of time crafting. And there's formulae as well for pop music. You can do this, hit that at 30 seconds, have the high note, blah, blah, blah. We can do all of that. If you just a shorter answer, I suppose, is I think it has to make you feel something. And again, listening to you respond to, you know, what do you think of that, Simon? But you know, if I'm driving in the car listening to Chai, I hear you mumble and so you haven't felt anything. So for you, that's not a good song. I think it has to make you feel something, but I think all of us in the studio here will feel whatever that something is for different songs. So you might get a metalhead who, maybe it's the energy that they need. Maybe it's just that they need a lift. They need dopamine and, you know, whatever it might be. And it's just the thumping and the speed of it that really does it for them. And it's got nothing to do with the lyrics. You might have a hopeless romantic who's listening to a beautifully written lyric and is just completely understanding, completely empathizing with what the character or the singer is going through. That kind of stuff for me is really where it is.
Are you complete and utterly sort of indie, or do you think there is such a thing as a good pop song?
100%. I think, no, absolutely. I mean, you played Sia just now. I think Sia's a very interesting artist for me because she doesn't have the usual kind of skills and that kind of thing. She sings in a weird stylized way. She does her whole image thing in a strange way. And she is still successful because she knows how to craft something. So she'll do something. I don't know if that one you played earlier was a collaboration, but I know she does stuff with David Guetta or whatever. You know, so she'll go, let's take this person's skills and craft put my craft into it and make a good pop song, which will be on a dance floor. So I think you definitely can make something. I think you do have to put in, knowledge at worst. I think you can make a dry, good rock song, pop song.
Okay.
Or you can make a hot, good pop song as well by putting in some emotion. I think there are a couple of options, but there's a lot of good stuff. Taste aside.
And I mean, I was listening to what you said. Mm. You know, there might be a formula. You might change, I don't know, key at 30 seconds or whatever it is. But at the end of the day, if those words are saying something to you that moves you, you know, it's so unbelievably personal.
Exactly. And I think in terms of pop, maybe that's where the differentiation is. Maybe a pop song is meeting people, more people on a simpler level, on a more simplistic level. It's saying, do you like to dance? Yeah. And it starts clapping or whatever. Helicopter, Howard Feldman, for instance.
I also had helicopter in my head.
But
stick. I've just seen reams and reams of electronic abuse in respect of the helicopter.
But whereas something else, it might just be this wonderful kind of lamers, but in 5 minutes.
It's so interesting because I've come across a song that I'm actually just too scared to play on air.
Okay.
It moves me beyond belief. It is a song by a chap called Stef Bos. I don't know if you've ever heard of Stef Bos.
No.
He's a Belgian Jacques Brel. Chanson singer, for want of a better word. And he sings a song called Main Stut, which obviously is about my city.
Yeah.
I probably don't understand half of the song because it's in Flemish or whatever they speak in Belgium. And yet there's just something about it that is absolutely
But I mean, you mentioned Jacques Brel, it's a storytelling thing. These guys understand how to tell a story. And they might understand how to tell, they don't know you, but they might understand how to tell a story to somebody like you. Maybe they are somebody like you. And that's where the lovely connection is as well. I'll go and sit with my acoustic guitar and be a folky in a corner somewhere. And that's wonderful. Somebody else will come with 100 different machines and effects and things and do something else. And you'll connect with people who you don't know. My last gig, a guy came up to me, muscle-bound pit bull owner, you know, works in security, gave me this kind of teary hug.
Oh,
and just
really?
Said that awesome. Those were really special songs. Thank you, sir. Okay.
Bruce, that is where we're going to leave it. Thank you so much for taking the time and trouble to come out and speak to us. I've certainly found it completely fascinating. Just one more time, that gig of yours at Pirates Club, when's it happening?
18th of April, it's a Saturday. And I don't have extra details at the moment, but just keep an eye on Bruce Dennell Music. So it's Dennell is D-E-N-N-I-L-L, Bruce Dennell Music on Facebook. And I'll put all the details up there as soon as I get them.
Best it be after Shabbat, Shabbat ends. Otherwise, you ain't going to get much traction here.
I will tell Michael Richard, who is playing bass.
There you go.